Bird note from Seattle Audubon. In late summer at Mount Rainier, a popular trek takes lovers of nature and alpine vistas to Burroughs Mountain. In winter, backcountry skiers glide along the mountain's glistening slopes. The mountain is named for John Burroughs, the most popular nature writer of the late 19th century and a close friend of the poet Walt Whitman. Atlantic Monthly magazine began publishing Burroughs' nature essays in 1865 and featured his work for 61 years. Many consider Burroughs the founder of the modern nature essay. Yet Burroughs wrote not about nature on a grand scale, but about glimpses of nature close to home. He would rather have walked his own backyard woods than the alpine realms that bear his name. Home was the Catskills region of New York, where woodlands and streams intermingled with farms and pastures. The writer Bill McKibben says of Burroughs, "He was blessed with an unrivaled talent for the familiar. He figured out a language for making others treasure the small spectacles of nature." Listen tomorrow for a passage showing how John Burroughs enables us to treasure nature's small and familiar wonders. Writers for BirdNote include Bob Sundstrom, Francis Wood, Ellen Blackstone, Dennis Paulson, and Todd Peterson. Our producer is John Kessler. BirdNote is brought to you by Seattle Audubon and your local Audubon. I'm Frank Corrado.